Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and we have some good Thanksgiving things that we've got coming up shortly. But first, a couple of things we're thankful for, and those are our sponsors for the Good Stuff program.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Maybe it's the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament, the 23rd and 24th of January, or February 14th. Of course, that's Valentine's Day, and it's also the Bull Bash. Yep, the Bulls will be back on Main Street. Check out more at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. You know, you can go online and get a lot of the really hot stuff that changes a lot. For example, market reports, classified ads, things like that. And you can also go there to subscribe to get the latest Tri-State Livestock News arriving in your mail once a week. Make sure you check it out, TSLN.com. Ready for the Thanksgiving forecast, Mike?
I am ready.
Okay, in the pre-Thanksgiving rush, we have received an early weather report from our in-house weather reporters. This is one you should be sure to email your mom. Turkeys will thaw in the morning, then warm in the oven to an afternoon high near 190 degrees. The kitchen will turn hot and humid, and if you bother the cook, be ready for a severe squall or cold shoulder. During the late afternoon and evening, the cold front of a knife will slice through the turkey, causing an accumulation of 1 to 2 inches on plates. Mashed potatoes will drift across one side, while cranberry sauce creates slippery spots on the other. Please pass the gravy. A Weight Watch and indigestion warning have been issued for the entire area, with increased stuffiness around the beltway. During the evening, the turkey will diminish and taper off to leftovers, dropping to a low of 34 degrees Fahrenheit in the refrigerator. Looking ahead to Friday and Saturday, high pressure to eat sandwiches will be established. Flurries of leftovers can be expected both days, with a 50% chance of scattered soup late in the day. We expect a warming trend where soup develops. By early next week, eating pressure will be low, as the only wish left will be the bone. That's pretty cute.
Here's something that was sent in from Tony Bullitt to the Good Stuff. It's called Just Say No. A 10-year-old boy walking down the street when a big man on a black motorcycle pulls up beside him and says, "Hey, kid, you want to go for a ride?" "No," said the boy, and he kept on walking. The motorcyclist pulls up to him again and says, "Hey, kid, I'll give you $10 if you hop on the back." "No," said the boy, and proceeded down the street a little quicker. The motorcyclist pulls up to the boy again and says, "All right, kid, I'll give you $20 and a big bag of candy if you hop on the back for a ride." At this point, the boy turns around to him and screams angrily, "Look, Dad, you bought the darn Honda. Now you ride it." I think he wanted a Harley.
I'm guessing that was what was on his mind. And just saw this recently. I didn't have influencers growing up. I had uncles who gave bad advice for free.
There you go.
Oh, how about this one? Bake a cake with rum and nobody bats an eyelid. Bake brownies with laxatives and everybody loses their crap.
Yeah. I'm not sure you should do that at Thanksgiving time.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have. Oh, don't mess with me. I'm a wooden spoon, lead paint, no car seat, no bike helmet, pick a bed, riding garden hose, drinking survivor. That's us kids from the 70s, isn't it?
70s kids, yeah. I see a lot of that stuff out there now that talks about back when we were kids.
Yep. Oh, so I don't know if everybody heard about this, but my hubby got stung by a bee on the forehead. He's actually in the ER. We just had him in just a little bit ago. His face is all swollen and bruised. He almost died. Luckily, I was close enough to hit the bee with my shovel.
Oh, got to put away. Okay. Did you know left-handed people are special?
I did know that.
Did you know there's a Left-Handers Day? Yeah, it's August 13th. They celebrate it every year, and it's a global tribute to their uniqueness. So if you're left-handed, hats off to you. Being left-handed is a rare trait. Only about 10% of the world's population is left-handed, so embrace it. So I'm going to share more of those on another edition, but I'll save those for a little bit later on.
Okay. Left-handed and green eyes.
There you go.
Both very unique, without a doubt.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.